There's a thousand further women living out there. They're all living, the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a line of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with the Dish. I'm John Katzlamitas. I write the Cats Report and the Las Vegas Sun. I write for all of the titles in Greenspun Media Group, including and expressly The Sunday, and also for Vegas Magazine, which is a niche media group.
Are you forgetting?
I'm forgetting. What else? Las Vegas Weekly.
I don't know. And that's when The Sunday comes out on Saturday.
Oh, The Sunday, which is which comes out on The Sunday, except when it comes out on The Saturday. And read my story that is out now about Steve Wynn's new show called Showstoppers, which I broke in Thursday's Las Vegas Sun. It is a wild ride, and it's going to be a hell of a production at Encore Theater. Welcome
and
back.
And great interview, by the way, Katz.
Trish.
It's phenomenal. It's a great read.
Hi,
you have
Trish.
To read it. Help! I'm just back from Miami. I'm back from taking my talents to South Beach.
Talents to South Beach, yeah. Oh, my God. Where are the photos of that? One of the beautiful photos I've seen in a long time, by the way, was you in that dress before you went to the ball.
Oh, thank you. Katz, you wrote a very cute
I wrote a very cute thing.
Requesting that I wear it.
Where
here today.
Is the dress?
Well, I kind of, it's hanging up.
It was hanging up, all right. And I'm not talking about the dress
it
either.
It takes a little effort to get into. It's got a long train.
You know,
it was
a little
much,
a little
I thought,
effort
for the
to get into. I thought we were talking about the dress.
You'd have to start by buying me a drink.
I'll buy you a drink. I'll buy you a whole bottle of Crown for
that
deal.
That's one of my favorite lines. How do you get into that dress? Start by buying me a drink.
That dress would look good at the foot of my bed.
It was a lot of fun. It was a great time.
I think
I'm
written up for like harassment, huh?
No, that's okay. I'm egging it on, as it were. I appreciate it. I think it's
egging
very nice
on.
To get compliments.
It is good, yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. A lot of friends were there. It was a very cool event.
Yeah, tell me about
Make-A-Wish Foundation. It was put on by the main people that do it are the Malnicks, and it's Sharif Malnick,
yes,
and his now fiance. They've gotten engaged since the last time I saw them. The beautiful actress from Scent of a Woman and Burn Notice, Gabrielle Anwar.
Ah,
yes. So they were sort of their Ooh. Event. So we went down and spent a couple days in Palm Beach before and tried to, you know, really kind of made it a family vacation. Obviously, my sister Kathleen Newton and Wayne Newton, my brother in law, were there, and the whole family, and we had a lot of friends. And we went to the event, and it was a Wizard of Oz theme.
Ah.
So what made sense? Since my dress is brown, I'm like, I guess I'm the Scarecrow.
It looked kind of shimmery.
It could have been
Tin Man-ish.
Yes, it could have been a lot of things, but more like it fit really well, so that became what it is.
It didn't need to be the Oz theme, that dress.
There you go. Yes. Yeah. So it was a Friday night. Sharif owns a wonderful restaurant called The Forge.
Okay.
In South Beach. And so we went there for a private dinner that they had for us. And it was great. It was like people, I mean, talk about just a crazy fun party feel is South Beach that they,
yeah.
I mean, people were putting on Rocky Horror throughout. It was like a dining experience. The wonderful diva Elaine Lancaster, the famous drag queen, did her performance. And there was like men walking around with just basically wings and little else. I mean, it was very... Someone was an entire disco ball, which was one of the coolest outfits I've
How
ever seen.
Fun.
It was just a fun night. Then we went to the Soho Club, which is a private club, afterwards dancing.
Cool.
But at the event, because it was a Wizard of Oz theme, the legendary Diana Ross.
Yeah. How'd she sound? What was that?
It was amazing. I mean, she just went. But it was crazy because I was literally 3 feet from her.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very cool. I kind of don't have my hearing still because I was also right by the mic.
that will
the speaker.
Happen. Yeah.
But it was such a great night. And then my friends Galen Drever and Cliff Lofton put on an incredible fashion show afterwards.
Right.
And so it was just a really cool event. And then the Malnicks had us to their house and for dinner the next night. And who was there but Brett Ratner, who's
yes.
very close with the family, who is dating, this is not as much the exciting part, although he is exciting, is Marcella, who is none other than Carla Pellegrino's daughter.
Pellegrino, who is gorgeous,
gorgeous,
of course, the daughter of Frankie and Carla. And she is stunning.
So
isn't
I'm
she?
Sitting yeah. across, I'm like, oh my gosh, are you Carla's daughter? So then I was talking to Carla, like it was just kind of one of those weird, and then Scottie Pippen showed up. I mean, it was a total fun.
Carla's still running Bagatelle. in town. Does she still have that?
I don't know. I know she has her restaurant in Miami, and she's going to start coming here, you know, I think a week here, a week there. Like
we miss her in these parts. So that sounds like fabulous weekend.
And now I'm back. And as this airs, I will be at the BET Awards with my friend Wolf Blitzer.
This is the second year for you and Wolf.
Yes. Yes. He's a family friend, and it's fun. So it's I'll be enjoying myself.
Nothing screams BET like Wolf Blitzer on a red carpet.
It's the new Situation Room. What can I tell you? But so now, what was your weekend like, Katsy? What'd you do?
I was dressed as a Evel Knievel, and I went to see Criss Angel, who celebrated his 6th anniversary at Believe.
Oh my gosh, I remembered opening on Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. So I hung out with him and got a read on his. He's got a couple of new stage shows he's opening up. He's going back to see Felix Rappaport in Foxwoods this month with a show, and then again in June of next year with a thing called The Supernaturalist, which is an ensemble show. So Chris has got a lot going on. He's got a show coming up, a TV show in 2015. Then I went out to Santa Fe Station in my Evel Knievel costume and visited my friends who were in a Bee Gees tribute band, John Celentano and John Acosta and that crew. And then I went to SLS and hung out with the SLS crew to end the night at Life with the DJ Rehab, who's now a friend of mine, ladies and gentlemen. Rehab the DJ. And so you can see all the photos of that
sounds like a lot of fun.
Instagram. Anyway, speaking
what's your Instagram?
Of rock and roll, Johnny at JohnnyCats1.
And I'm at Trisha McCrone.
At Trisha McCrone. And Johnny Katz is the Twitter, and at Cats of the Dish is the Twitter for our show. Speaking of rock and roll, we have two of our favorite guests coming up.
Yes, we do.
They are, one is Paul Shortino, the other is not. He's he's Andrew Freeman. And they're going to be talking about the new Rock Vault production over at the Tropicana Hotel Casino. But first, it's Josh Bell with movies, so stick around. I know we will.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva Las Vegas!
Hey, it's Criss Angel, and you're listening to Cats with the Dish.
We used to look up in the sky and wonder at our place in the stars. Now we just look down and worry about our place in the dirt.
That's Matthew McConaughey as farmer and astronaut Cooper in director Christopher Nolan's Interstellar. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. Along with three other astronauts, Cooper is sent into the far reaches of space to search for an inhabitable planet that can sustain humanity after the Earth's resources give out, which is a rapidly approaching inevitability in this future world. Nolan's three-hour, effects-heavy sci-fi epic turns out to be a soft-hearted plea for the power of love, ultimately relying on sentimental platitudes. At the same time, Nolan creates overwhelming, often breathtaking suspense in a number of astonishing set pieces. I give Interstellar 3 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is the Disney animated adventure Big Hero 6, featuring teen genius Hero and his cuddly robot Baymax.
Hello, I am Baymax, your personal healthcare companion.
Baymax, I didn't know you were still active.
I heard a sound of distress. What seems to be the trouble?
Oh, I just stubbed my toe a little. I'm fine.
Based very loosely on an obscure Marvel comic book, Big Hero 6 features a bright, friendly world and some exciting action sequences, plus a very entertaining character in the naive, prissy, C-3PO-esque Baymax. But its superhero team origin story, featuring Hero attempting to avenge his brother's death, is bland and familiar, with Scooby-Doo-level plotting and underdeveloped characters. I give Big Hero 6 2.5 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and my blog at joshbellhateseverything.com.
There's 1,000 pretty women living out there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas!
Welcome back. Sitting with us now are two members of the stage show and rock band Raiding the Rock Vault.
He's so serious.
The show spent nearly 2 years at LVH and later Westgate Hotel Casino, and just last week opened at its new home at Tropicana Theater at the new Tropicana Hotel Casino.
Theater.
How's the new show progressing?
He always turns it to Robin Leach when he's
acting.
What's new with the show?
Thespian.
Where are my pants? Here to talk about the Rock Vault production are two of its singers, two of its frontmen, and two talented individuals are great people, Andrew Freeman and Paul Shortino. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Hey, hello. Good to be here, Johnny.
Thanks for stepping all over my intro.
Yeah. Sorry, no problem. That's
all right.
Theater was very leechish.
Theater.
It did sound very professional, and I felt like that I had to do something to make it mm-hmm. not professional.
On the
like
topic
you,
of professional, yeah, you guys get paid for this, don't you?
I didn't say a word.
I did notice this. Shortino, in an upset, didn't say a word.
Yeah. Well, which we must be in Bizarro World if he didn't say a word.
Well, so. I could tell you he was thinking.
I know I needed to give you the respect that you deserve.
I just don't respect anything.
That's a short list, right?
Well, with a Shortino name.
The Shortino. So tell me, gentlemen. Raiding the Rock Vault continues to be performed, and it's in a brand new room at Tropicana. Tell me, I saw the show the other night.
Yes.
For the first time since it's moved over, and it's just moved over. What is new exactly for people who are going to be coming to see it at the new venue? It's been shortened.
We've got a new
stage
set.
Yes.
It's not some pyramid from ancient Mayan temple.
We're not in the Mayan jungle anymore.
Yeah, oh, so there's no more
evolved.
Jungle?
No
things?
More jungle. It's more of an industrial kind of look.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no more ferns.
The jungle thing kind of reminded me of like Mystery Science Theater.
Well, yeah.
But they call it seeing the Orkin like, scene when they came in
not
and fumigated
thing,
the plants.
The whole thing didn't remind
maybe a little bit.
And also, it's
except for the singing.
We perform and Johnny's sitting there just going,
it's and it's
bagging
also
the whole thing. They're throwing guitar picks at me.
I had questions. I had questions.
It also is through the eyes of two roadies, which it wasn't before. It was through like a socialistic kind of time period.
Yeah.
Yep. Now it's through two eyes of Johnny and Brett.
Is the theme still, I can't recall if this was the case, it's still going back in time?
No.
No. Okay.
No, the Rock Vault is a vault where there's just some great music, and these guys, it's their life story, and they've, there's just kind of a walk through their life with the rock stars that they've kind
so
of.
So the walk through time is their walk through time.
So it's not an actual rocket. Yeah. That had like a time capsule.
Yeah, there's no more like a time capsule.
No more rockets,
it's like a vault where all the great music is.
Gotcha.
No more futuristic coming back in time and getting up a vault on a planet that has disintegrated.
Yeah, and there's no more telling us that we're going to be back in current time.
No,
the right. Show.
There's no more time tricks.
And there's no hypnosis.
There's no hypnosis.
There's some new songs.
There's
we
some
are
new
no
songs.
Longer.
Yes.
We're no longer holograms. Are we still holograms? We're not holograms.
No, we're not holograms.
No.
Before
no,
we were
just
holograms.
Walk right out.
Yeah. Okay. So we weren't actually there for that 2 years. We weren't.
Sarah Jessica's a hologram.
Wow.
Yeah.
The
she's
dancer.
A sweet
SJ.
Hologram.
I mean, look
you
at
need
her.
Five or six holograms.
Yeah. I mean,
of
look
her.
At
more
her.
Girls are in the
and
show.
Christine.
I mean, the girls are in more of the show. They're in Honky Tonk Woman.
Yeah.
They're also in Addicted to Love, and they've been added to Breakfast in America as one of the newest
new
songs.
Yeah. Yeah. Great choice.
And then we have a new U2 song, don't we?
Yeah, we're doing a new U2 song, which is highlight of the show now, I think.
Yeah,
for
and
us.
We end it with a cappella, five of us singing. And I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Yeah, we have
reminds me of Carrot Top in his show. You know, he's like
with the end,
flashlight.
The
yeah,
the,
exactly.
We put
rock
on,
and roll.
We put on barbershop quartet outfits,
yeah.
And you get those little waxed mustaches.
Oh, really? And
yeah.
do you
they
the
don't
sinister?
Really do.
Yeah, we
yeah.
do
no,
the
we
sinister
really
as we
don't
sing
do
the
that.
End. No, we absolutely do that.
And you start singing things from the Music Man.
Yeah, we do.
There you
exactly.
go. Love it.
Exactly.
And they do.
Will that get you to buy a ticket? Then yes, we do all that stuff.
New Def Leppard song. Pour some sugar on.
Pour some sugar. That wasn't in before.
It's a great song. Okay, so now what is the current lineup? Of performers.
It's me and Paul and a bunch
and
of
that's it.
unimportant
people. Robin McCauley.
Oh, Robin McCauley.
Oh, we had a lot to say about Robin and
Robin Leach. Not Leach, Robin McCauley.
Does he still?
Yeah, how is Robin doing? Yeah.
He's good.
Good.
He's still
good.
Huge.
Is he still? Now, I understand.
I know that's where
I
you're going.
I
remember.
I understand other Robin stayed at the Westgate and is performing in Shimmer Cabaret.
Other
Little
Robin.
Yeah. That's what I understand.
Oh, it kept its dressing room.
Yeah, because he's opening for Purple Rain.
You know,
is that right?
Rob Garrett. You mean?
He is Rob Garrett.
Yeah,
that's how come he. Yeah.
There's Howard Leese, Doug Aldrich from Whitesnake, and Jay Schelling.
Jay
still,
Schelling yeah, on drums.
Michael
T.
Ross.
Right.
Howard Leese.
Howard Lees.
Howard Lees.
And
Howard Less.
Howard is singing.
He's the musical director.
He sings a song now. Yeah,
yeah, he sings out there.
He sings Watchtowers.
Yep. Yeah, along the Watchtower. Yep. He sings before Robin does. I find that interesting decision.
Yeah, it's we had an order of things, but yeah, it just
he just
Robin
took
always
over.
Comes out a little later, but then he doesn't seem to leave the stage at the end of the show. After that. I don't mean in a bad way.
He's on the stage right now.
I mean, everything is pretty much equal, but it's just the beginning is kind of weird how that comes out, you know? So,
yeah, it is.
So, yeah.
Tell me about, we have to name check.
Does that sound bad?
It didn't sound bad. I think it's honest. Carolyn Little, is Sanchez, Steph Calvert still in this?
Oh, Stephanie?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and she's the swing singer. How are the girls broken up in this singer? Carolyn Maine, are they both Maine?
I think at first it was just going to be Stephanie,
right?
And then Carolyn came up, and she's done a lot of work with me in the studios, and so I said she's a really good singer. There were a lot of
incredible singer.
Yes,
great singers that girls that wanted to step in for the part, but she's the first one that stepped up to the plate, so she. She actually, because of Stephanie's schedule, she's pretty much.
She's in Starship.
3 weeks in, and Stephanie's 1 week in.
Carolyn is so great. Man, can she sing.
Yeah, she's a great singer. Yeah.
I mean, that really heart is. Number.
Actually, I did the thing with Jeff LeBeau for NF, and me and Veronique were talking backstage, and when she gets back into town, she wants to come through the vault.
And Veronique does?
Yes. Yeah. And do some of the songs that Carolyn or Stephanie's doing.
She wants to be on in the show and sing with
Well, she just wants to come through and sing and sing, maybe a guest appearance, not like an ongoing thing.
Yeah, but yeah, you guys haven't had any guest vocalists in a while.
Last year.
Yeah,
no,
that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't. What's the official?
I think I just think they.
What's the official line on that?
I don't think they want to push any of that right now, because actually the guest appearance that we did have really didn't boost the ticket sales any more than
I know.
They were awesome for us, but you bring somebody in like that and you have to pay them X amount of dollars.
They expect a lot of money.
Yeah.
And now John Anderson's here separately.
Is he
this weekend or
is he
next
really?
Weekend?
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, he's in town. Apart from that, and last time I saw him was with you guys.
Yeah,
but it is pricey, isn't it? These guys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they want some money.
They
think
that Vegas has a river of molten gold running through it.
On top of the Rob McCauley salary, you know, you can't.
you can't afford anything.
Well, I have to pay twice.
But he doesn't leave.
He doesn't.
He doesn't leave once he's there. So that's
he's there. He's
that's a big thing.
Well, somehow he has two agents.
He has two agents.
Yeah.
Oh
my God.
Where's the punchline? I want a punchline.
One for himself. One for other
for the other member. For the other member.
That's the real guest. That's the real guest.
That's to negotiate two deals.
Yeah.
Give the guy a break. We're going to have him
that's
in.
That's the guest performance.
You should.
The two-parter.
You got to have him in here.
Rob's got
I told him. I said, me and Andrew are going on John's show tomorrow. Really?
Oh, no. We haven't had him on yet.
I know.
Does he like me or not?
No, did he say?
Oh my gosh!
Oh my god!
You got to be kidding!
Cats,
are you
more
kidding?
More people now are going to be. Well, I like
we
Robin.
Had
it wasn't
Jay.
My decision.
We know why you like Robin, so just take it easy.
That's why we don't have him in here. But we haven't had Jay or Michael T. Either.
No.
Or the girl, women. Either one of them.
No. Yeah.
No. So we're equal opportunity.
Well, obviously, we play favorites. I'm not going to deny it. Why not?
Exactly.
We have our favorites come in. That's all. That's what it is.
I've been here twice, so I just like
You both have been here twice. You're both here, by the way, with John.
With John Payne.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, so now how have things changed since the John Payne departure?
Well, we're just hired hands, so we really don't know anything about that whole scene that's going on. So we just, we just do our job.
But have one of you guys on stage, because John was kind of, I guess, at that time, like kind of like the leader, right, of you guys?
He was a musical director,
So now have one of you guys stepped up to that? Or?
Yeah, Howard's a new
Howard's
musical director.
The musical director. He always was. Howard was always the
musical
director.
Yeah, the two of them were co-directors, so.
So for performing, it isn't that much different?
Not really.
Actually, I sing one line that John sang in Hotel California, and Howard's doing Watchtowers, and Stairway to Heaven is just with Robin and me and Andrew at the end of it. So There wasn't a really big, and I'm doing Sharp Dressed Man, which I should have been doing anyways because I am a sharp dressed man.
I was just about to say that.
Kind of fit me.
Always. Exactly.
You know, so,
typecasting.
So anyways, from what I understand in the whole thing, it's that John pretty much wrote a part of the script that the socialistic thing the musical whole idea came from someone else.
It was kind of a and for those who don't know what we're talking about, John Payne was one of the writers of Rock Vault when it arrived here in Las Vegas originally, and is no longer in the show and has filed a lawsuit against the producers, and that is unresolved. So that's what we're talking. That's where
and
Rock Vault is.
Really
yeah,
any.
You guys and, don't have anything to do with, and nor you make any
that,
decisions.
That exists yeah. in the legal forum. Yeah. So that's what that's
you
the backstory.
I mean, he was a presence, you know, on stage, and we miss him. I think we miss having him, you know. But the show goes on. You know, it's not uncommon for somebody to leave a band or to you know in, just you,
or someone
just
to leave
adapt,
a show
you know?
In the yeah. rock universe. This is not.
But
uncommon.
You know, for us, I think it was best for the guys in the band. It was best for us to keep the ball rolling until they work out whatever they need to work
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely,
mm-hmm. So because we, you know, it is what it is, dude.
Now, yeah. How did you guys find uh-huh. out about the whole?
That's my official statement.
Okay, it is what it is, dude. Okay, everybody, hashtag it is what it is, dude. So now, how did the whole thing come about? Did you guys just get a memo like, hey, we're in a month, you're going to be at the Chop. How did that all come about? How did you guys find out about that?
Well, that's a whole other horse of a different color.
I know
color.
How I found out.
I really think it really what it came down to was Westgate is more of like a timeshare, and so basically they were filling the showroom with their timeshare people and comping them tickets. So. You know, it was hurting the show. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But I know that the Tropicana was after us for quite a while.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
when
mm-hmm.
Alex came and saw the show with Jennifer Romas.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he wanted the show. So that was way back before yeah.
That was
before Westgate mm-hmm. Was involved.
Exactly.
So we don't really know of any of the... the particulars
I think, yeah,
on
I mean,
that,
personally,
really.
I think it was just an evolution of things. I think we got to a point where we could go no further there. I mean, it's hard to get people over there. You know, mm-hmm. It's a great property, and the people there are awesome that mm-hmm. work there. They've all been great to us, and you know, I lived there for a year and a half. You know, mm-hmm. lived
and to be on
the hotel,
Elvis's
yeah,
stage
you know?
Was
yeah,
a
the
great
stage
honor.
Is
I mean, there's so much history in that
Rick
room.
Rick White is such a great guy.
Rick's
work,
a great
yeah,
guy.
So
yeah, I mean, it's nothing like that. It's
there's been a big transition as far as the size of the stage, which I kind of think the Trop is more intimate.
And we're on that's a really hot corner right there.
Yeah,
yes.
You know.
Yeah. Well, there's a, yeah,
it's the
there's,
busiest corner on
there's
right.
a lot happening in there yeah. in that area right now, and the move by you guys to come over to the Tropicana was part of a series of dominoes
yeah.
falling in the entertainment community in
right.
Las Vegas with
right.
Jan Reuven coming over. They announced both of you coming over at
right.
the same time.
Same day, yeah.
How is it going to be sharing that theater with someone with that much staging? You guys are going to have to be.
I have
you're
no
loading,
idea what he has in staging.
Yeah, he you're loading in while he after his show. Is that right? Does he come before you guys?
Yeah, yeah, we mm-hmm. everything. Well, everything's on wheels,
including our clothes.
I think Jan's on wheels. I think yeah. he's.
So, we'll make
there's
work.
Another
I
mean, Robin you know. Line in there somewhere, but I'm just gonna let it go.
You should say it. Always,
we're wheeling in the years.
Always go for the penis joke. Always
throwing away the time.
Because when all else fails, you
it'll
can always
work.
Go for that.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, Alex Yamanijian is my family, so I could not be happier for you guys to be at that property because I.
Well, you
love
know,
that
it's a trip. Is my wife's mother. Was a dealer there.
No.
And her grandfather was an architect for Ben Siegel, but also her stepfather was a pit boss there. So when I met my wife Carmen 23 years ago, he was a pit boss at the Trop.
Mm.
So when I used to come to town to see her before we actually got married, we'd go and get comp meals or shows or whatever at the Trop 23 years ago. And this town has grown in so many,
yeah.
so mm-hmm. much in that time period.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a trip to be there, and it's all been redone too. So
yeah.
I saw recycled percussion in the showroom, Gladys Knight, Wayne mm-hmm. Newton, and now it was all redone. So when we went in there for the first time, It was really a shock to see how it's all beautiful theater it is. Seating. Yeah. Yeah, it's really a beautiful showroom.
How does it feel? You know what was interesting to me after seeing the show the other night is that theater feels big, the Trop Theater, when you walk into the Fold Follies, even the renovation, everything. But it's relatively small compared to the LDH, Westgate. Yeah. I was really struck by how big that stage is that you came from was in comparison to this one.
Right.
How does it feel on stage? I mean, are you able to produce at the same scope that you want?
Well, there's one thing that's a big difference. From the end of the ramp, when you come down out of the vault, there used to be 16 feet before you went onto that grade.
Yeah, you guys get a real running start. So now there's
only 4 feet distance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but what's really neat about it, it's kind of like when you're on the end of the ramp, the round part of it, we have a complete line, and the person on the ramp is just a little higher than the rest of it. So it kind of makes us more closer. And if you think about it, when you see all those old Led Zeppelin, like Song Remains the Same, Bonham wasn't on a riser. They played so close
together.
Yeah,
they were real tightly.
No matter how big the theater was or arena they were very close. And I think the Trop has made us a lot closer in distance to being close together, that it's a lot more intimate, and we're closer to the crowd too.
Mm-hmm.
There's people and tables and stuff. So it's I
does that
like
make
it.
You a better band when you're physically closer? I've always wondered that because I've seen some shows, like I saw U2, in their stadium tour years ago when they played the Oakland Coliseum, and they were like 40 yards from each other.
Yeah,
it seems like it would be hard to keep a cohesive sound together when you're that far apart.
A little better. I mean, we've done.
Well, that's why Zeppelin was so much closer together, is so they could read. They could feel off each other and read off each other because they were much more of a jam band, really, you know. And then every time you'd see them, you just didn't know what they were going to pull off. And they go into a whole lot of love. They'd go off into a jam, you know, in the middle of it. But that they had eye contact because they were closer together, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think it makes a big difference.
As far as stage size, I mean, when you're on the road, you know, every venue's different. So you kind of get used to, you know, every day you're in a different place and different size rooms. You have a little less room here and there. So it's like the initial like, oh, okay, cool. You do your walkthrough. I mean, I know I do. Every time I go to a new place, it's like you just do your walkthrough and see what I can do, what I can't climb on. You know, if I go on that, it's going to break my neck, you know, that type of stuff. So, you know, it was like maybe a day of just getting used to it, and now it's home.
What do your colleagues in the industry, your fellow musicians that you've played with over the years, think of you playing in a casino?
Depends on their age. You know, if they're young and in their 20s, they're like, I can't. How do you do that?
Uh-huh.
How do you do that? I want to.
It's not cool.
Oh, that's yeah.
Yeah, like, some of the guys on Rough Cut. Some of them think it was really cool, and then of course I blew off the Monsters of Rock cruise, and then it was very uncool.
Yeah.
Stay with your cover band show in Las Vegas, and I'm going, it's a show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big production. It's not a cover band.
My answer to that is all the bands that I was in that were bigger bands, you know, they were all cover bands to me because I didn't write any of the songs that they had. So I was, every Offspring song comes to the radio like, hey, your song's on the radio. Like, yeah, sure. Whatever.
You're just covering one band.
Yeah. You know, so I go and I learn all of Dexter's tunes and that's what it was. When I was in Lynch Mob, I went and learned all of George's songs and did, you know, all of his songs, you know. Mm-hmm.
And your bottom line is you're gigging how many nights a week?
I gig 6 nights a week.
For all these weeks in a row, which a lot of musicians aren't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think any one of them, if there was a spot for them, they would drop what they were doing.
If you're in this business and you have a family, it's the greatest gig in the world, because I have a lot of friends who I came up with, and they have kids now, or they have significant others that they don't see much anymore, and it's hard, you know. I see my son. He lives in L.A., but I still see him every week, you know. Whereas before, I'd be out for 12 weeks or 2 months straight, and I wouldn't be home, and it'd be a FaceTime relationship, you know. So I'd be coming home like Uncle Dad, you know. But now I can go every Friday. I can volunteer in his school as long as I'm here for the show Friday night, you know.
Right.
So it's 5 hours away. I get to go see him whenever I want to. So.
Well, I'm thrilled you guys are still plugging away, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a hell of a ride for you guys.
So we're still thrilled.
I know.
Listen, we love it. We love
you
this
guys.
Gig,
have,
you know?
This is a show that is under a lucky star, man. I got to tell you, and it's a great. You guys deserve every bit of good fortune
Thanks,
you've
man.
Received.
Fantastic.
It is
Thank
one of my favorite
so much,
favorite shows.
You,
that's why I'm
really.
There so much.
Thank you.
It's Raiding the Rock Vault at the Tropicana. Dark Thursdays there, nightly otherwise.
We didn't curse at all.
9 o'clock show.
9 o'clock show. Be there. It needs it wants and will deserves your support. And we'll have you guys in again during the run. Thanks.
We love Las Vegas. We love Las Vegas. We love Las Vegas.